These teachers use their vast content knowledge and professional judgment to select relevant materials, which were then approved by the Instructional Council. At the beginning of the year, they were removed from our classrooms. Destroying brand new books is unnecessary and arguably questionable in the eyes of United States case law. Banning books has been addressed by the courts time and time again, and through cases such as Board of Education versus PICO, Case versus Unified School District, and Counts versus Cedarville School District, among others that I emailed several to you, Board, in your emails. Court precedent reveals that book banning infringes on the First Amendment rights of parents, teachers, and most importantly, our students' right to intellectual and academic freedom.